school year nears an end, tertiary education institutions in South Africa are struggling to complete the 2016 academic year. There are fears that this is a lost year for university students across the country. That's as students continue to protest for free higher education. While the government and universities say this is not yet possible, students say they won't give up on their protests until free education is a reality. The situation has seen violent clashes between students and police at campuses across the country over the past few months. Many students have been injured, while some have been arrested. Some security guards and police have also been injured in the clashes. At least two have died. Universities have tried to reopen campuses to allow classes to continue. This, though, has not been successful. The biggest amount of violence has so far occurred at Wits University in Johannesburg. Management tried to implement 10 p.m. curfews to keep students and staff safe, but students defied the curfews this weekend, and what started out as a peaceful protest led to more violent clashes. The violence has also spilled out onto the streets around Wits University. Cars have been stoned, roads have been blocked, and shops have been looted. But students say they are not responsible for any of this. They say criminal elements have taken advantage of their protests. Government, university management, and students continue to meet to find solutions. But students say this will not stop them from protesting. There has to be no fees at universities. In other news, ordinary South Africans and politicians are rallying behind the country's finance minister, Pravin Gordhan. That's as the National Prosecuting Authority last week summoned him to appear in court for fraud. His case comes up on the 2nd of November. It relates to a pension fund payment to the former deputy commissioner of the SA Reserve Bank. Gordhan approved Ivan Pillay's pension payout and then subsequently rehired him. This is, however, common practice in South Africa, and no one has ever been charged for it before. Politicians have accused the prosecuting authority of working on behalf of President Jacob Zuma. It's believed that Zuma needs Gordhan out of the way to allow for several business deals to go through, including a nuclear deal which will cost the country trillions. Gordhan has refused to sign off on several deals linked to Zuma allies, including the controversial Gupta family. In December, Zuma removed then-finance minister Nhlanhla Nene as he had also refused to allow certain deals to happen. Zuma ally Des van Rooyen was then appointed. He lasted a weekend in the post as the rand weakened to an all-time low, losing the country billions. The same happened last week when news of the Gordhan summons broke. The country once again lost billions of rands. Opposition parties are now once again calling for Zuma to step down. They're appealing to the ANC to support their calls. That's as more and more ANC members come out in support of Gordhan. Many high-profile politicians have already pledged their support to Gordhan and said they will accompany him to court in Pretoria come the 2nd of November. Leader of the Economic Freedom Fighters, Julius Malema, has called for a complete shutdown of Pretoria on the day. He's called on all South Africans to march to court to show support for Gordhan, who many believe is genuinely trying to save the country's economy. Politicians and South Africans are questioning why the prosecuting authority has brought charges against Gordhan for one incident when a high court this year ruled that President Zuma should be charged with 783 counts of alleged corruption, fraud and racketeering. Yashira Rampasad for Africa Hour, SBS Radio, Johannesburg, South Africa.